T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
We're back for hour number 3. Bob Cordaro with you. Still discussing this aftermath. It's one of these things you're not going to really forget. Uvalde, Texas, and that massacre down there. But it's just important that we keep our heads about us and actually try to do things. And I said, the only thing that we know that can be done is to provide basic security protocols at our schools, which would involve one entrance, and then you have to go into a vestibule where you're isolated and on camera to get into the school during the education process when kids are there. And then someone has to come get you. Yes, it's inconvenient, but it could be safe. And then the kids' classrooms, those have to have automatic locks from the inside. So some maniac can't get inside a classroom like Salvador Ramos did yesterday or the other day. Terrible tragedy. But in any event, we move on. Jim Bugnett is on the line, and he says he'd love a debate with Matt Cartwright.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show during the primary. You guys do a great job of letting us candidates call in and talk about what we believe in. On this debate, I didn't hear the caller, but few of your listeners called me and said he proposed a debate on your show for an hour between me and Cartwright. I'd welcome that opportunity. As you probably know, Bob, Matt Cartwright, I proposed 5 debates in each of the counties in the district in 2020, and he totally refused. The only debate he would agree to do was on PBS, which, you know, there were probably 4 people watching as I took them apart. So we'd love to go on your show with Matt Cartwright and answer questions about why he believes Joe Biden's the best thing since sliced bread.
Hey, well, he is welcome, and we'll make that phone call when we get to after Labor Day. We certainly will. I would enjoy it. I know who I'm up for.
Well, let's not wait till Labor Day. Let's do it the day after Memorial Day. Let's get going here. The people deserve answers.
All right, Jim. We may do that, my friend, but congratulations on your primary victory. I know that your opponent, Mike Marsicano, agreed to be 100% behind you, so hopefully we'll go forward unified.
Well, we need to have a unified Republican Party, and we need to, you know, start talking to voters, man. Bob, we're seeing $5 gasoline. Did you ever think you'd see $5 gasoline in northeastern Pennsylvania?
It's beyond imagination. It really is.
We did a video the other day where one of the gas stations had $5 gasoline and $7.22 diesel oil. I'm telling you, the economy grinds to a halt if we have $7 diesel.
And Jim, the issue is that makes it most disturbing is they intended this. This is not some fluke. It's not the war in Ukraine. They intended high gas prices. They didn't care about the consequences.
Well, Pelosi and Biden and Cartwright are on the record. That's what the Green Raw Deal is about. Make it so expensive for normal working class people to afford gasoline that they, you know, have to take subsidies for these huge alternative fuels. I mean, they want fossil fuels to be too expensive for the average person to buy them.
You know it. You know it. Well, Jim, keep in touch with us as you're on the trail. I'll get set to work. It only takes one phone call. I'll call Cartwright's office, and we'll try to do that.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right, Jim. Jim Bognett, the Republican nominee for U.S. Congress here in the 8th Congressional District. Let's continue on the phones. George on a sell about legislation.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
Great.
I listen to a lot of talk show, and I hear a lot of comments. And every time they talk about gun control, it always has to do with the Second Amendment and taking law-abiding citizens' rights away. But I never hear them talk about, one, how about changing the HIPAA law? Why don't we have communication between the medical doctors and law enforcement when you have these people with these neurological problems and mental health issues? Nothing is ever said, and they slip through the cracks all the time.
A very good point.
The other point, but God forbid if we talk about that, right? The other point I want to bring out is I have very good friends of mine that have been state troopers for a long time. They pick up a guy that's not mentally rational, and they take him to the hospital, they 302 him. The doctors don't want to deal with it, and this is time and time again they've told me this. They change it to a 201 so the person could sign themselves out. Once they sign themselves out, they're allowed to keep their guns when they have a 201, not a 302. So when it's changed, then the state troopers have to go back time and time again and have to deal with the same nuts. And nothing is ever talked about. Nothing is ever done. And they've been fighting that for years, and God forbid it. That's never brought up either.
Well, George, you're right on both points that they should certainly need to be. It certainly needs to be explored. There's no doubt about that, because we know there's obviously a disturbed and emotional and mental illness component to these murders. And
absolutely.
And we're not touching it. We're not getting into it. And that goes for the homelessness on the street. It goes for a lot of things that have come from it. And then you have some of the same people, they want gun control and they want to handcuff the police at the same time. And you touched on something very important. Most of the people who commit crimes or who put others in danger have had previous encounters with the police, previous arrest, previous acts of violence, and all of that. And yet, so you're right. I think you made two good points there.
One last point, please. When did they, under what administration did they decide to close all the mental health institutions?
There's no
place for these people to go.
That was a product of the 70s, and it has not worn well. It has not worn well at all. As mental illnesses appear to be growing, frankly, not diminishing, partly related to drug issues as well.
Right. And then how come we don't discuss that issue, and how come we don't talk about bringing that back? They write checks for everything else, and they fund everything else under the sun, but things that people actually need to help, I think a lot of this is deliberate. They do it deliberate just because, I don't know, to get to a point, to create this kind of atmosphere we're in now. I try not to believe that, but everything you see, what else can you believe?
Well, it's like the gas prices. They pretend they're trying to, the same thinkers try to pretend as though they're upset about gas prices when they could not, they have to know. And they do know that was their intention.
Right. Absolutely. Right. I agree.
Yeah. So
have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, George. You too, my friend. Thanks for the call. Ray in Mountaintop, how are you?
Robert, it's always good to hear your wonderful show.
Thank you, my friend.
I have a question for you. Doesn't it seem odd, going back to the Buffalo situation, that, God forbid, the first empty shell casing hadn't hit the ground, and the entire liberal media was excoriating Republicans? Don't find out what happened. Don't find out what the facts are.
That's right.
Attack the Republicans. It is so disgusting and also so entirely predictable of the clowns why congressmen can't write. Don't deal with the issues. Don't deal with the fact that our family structure has been destroyed by liberalism. Don't deal with the fact that our entire southern border is wide open for all kinds of illegality and drugs to come into our country. Don't talk about any of those issues. Just demagogue Republicans. You know, Robert, last night, like the night before,
you're skipping out a little bit on us, Ray.
Okay. Got 3 rifles, 2 pistols, and all night long, not one of them shot anybody. The guns aren't the problem. It's the people that are the problem. And let me ask you a question. When you've got that are violating 30 or 35 individual gun laws, what sane person is going to think that law number 36 is going to resolve the problem?
I know. I'm not seeing it.
Crazy.
You're right. You're right, Ray.
Now, how about common sense? Let's deal. And first, let's say that for time immemorial, you know, the liberals they have the Bambi complex. We're going to right all the wrongs in the world. That's never going to happen. Bad things are going to happen to good people. Wonderful people are going to contract horrible diseases and die. That is not of our purview. That's God's plan. Why don't we control the things we can control? You do a crime in the possession of a weapon, you're in jail for 10 years. You don't get bail and put on the street before the police officer writes the report.
Yeah.
If you discharge the weapon, that's 20 years. 500 years from now, Bob, maybe the art of social sciences is going to be great enough to be able to do a few tests and predict those amongst us that are predators. Right now, we can't do that. All we can say is it's the same people over and over and over again. The same people are committing the same violent crimes. Let's not discuss that. The city of Chicago is more dangerous, was more dangerous than Afghanistan. 10, 15, 20 people every weekend shot. City of Chicago has, and the state of Illinois has more gun laws than anybody.
Yep.
It's not the gun laws. It's the people that are using the guns. And if we start on a wholesale basis, say, look, don't commit the crime. If you've got a gun in the car when we arrest you, you will be in jail for 10 years, period. You show the gun in the commission of the crime, that's 20 years. You know what, Bob? The recidivism rate will drop like a rock.
Well, Ray, it may be too common sense for the left to agree to it. We'll see.
Oh, absolutely. Right? What the left wants to do is just bludgeon everybody that doesn't agree with them.
Yeah.
Just bludgeon them. Robert, I'll say my prayers.
That is number one. Ray, thank you very much, my friend. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Ray.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.